Welcome to the daily VFN Radio Highlight, where we're keeping the conversation light at VFNTV.com. Enjoy.
You're talking about, of all the things that God can give us, He gave us His Word. When we think about it, how powerful is the Creator of the universe? He gives us His Word. The first thing He did was give us the written Word. Then He made the Word flesh, Emmanuel, and Jesus, the Word of God, began to walk around, and we're looking at the Word walking around, and He's speaking more of the words of God. You don't live by bread alone, but by every word that proceeds out of the mouth of God. But yet, Bible illiteracy, in other words, not knowing what God said, the Word of God, is pretty significant. As a matter of fact, I just even saw, you know, CBS News had this. You can see it up here now. You know, how much of the Bible have you read? And there's statistics right here. It is 22:15. He says, how much of the Bible have you read? And they said, all of it is at 23%. Most, but not all, is 21%. About half is 16%. And none of it's about 9%. But really,
that's a whole lot higher than that.
Yes. Yeah. As a matter of fact, share with us, John, what you found out.
Well, there's a new book that was just put together by an apologist named Jeremiah Johnston. In fact, Lee Strobel's wrote the foreword for it. If you remember, he wrote the book, The Case for Christ. Mm-hmm. And it's shocking because in this book, he highlights some of the hot topics that are going around, you know, today, and shedding some biblical truth regarding what does God's Word say about this. And he's quoted in this interview with Christian Post saying that most Christians know enough about the Word to be dangerous. He goes on to say that the Bible can be stripped down, vandalized, added to, taken away from, and 95%, Greg, of people in the church would not even know what you were doing because they simply do not know the Bible. Think about that.
That's tragic, which means anybody could take advantage of you. Because if you think it's God, and that's what God's saying, you'll bank on it. You'll go, okay, we'll just do this thing. But how would you even know? I mean, if you don't even know what the speed limit is, I mean, why would you even know if he's right or not pulling you over to give you a ticket?
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Yeah. I mean, there has to be a law, the Word of God written down to know where we are in our life. And major, you know, people could just pull over. Imagine being pulled over all day long, being written tickets for laws that didn't exist. You'd be upset.
Absolutely. Made up stuff.
When it comes to the Word of God, why aren't we wanting to know what the speed limit is? Why aren't we wanting to know that? And what else does this say there?
He says, we have the most educated Christians of all time, the smartest believers of all time in our churches, and yet they are the most biblically illiterate. They know very little or nothing about the message in the Bible. But he goes on to say this because the American Bible Society and the Barna Group did a study in regards to the Bible. And this is what they found out in their report, that how Americans feel. They said 98% of Americans believe that people should have access to the Bible. So that's a pretty good thing. 98% of Americans believe that.
Okay? You would think that means that they actually want to have one and read one, right?
Yeah. Well, listen to this.
Who's the 2% doesn't want to have access?
I don't know. We're going to find out.
All right. Okay.
7 out of 10, 72% of most Americans believe that the Bible should be available in all languages. Right?
7 out of 10, that's great.
7 out of 10. But more than half of the world's languages, this is what may surprise you, there's 6,901 languages that still do not have a completed Bible translation. Think about that. Almost 7,000 languages in the world still don't have a Bible translation. So the perception is most people believe that the Bible is available in every language,
right?
You know, even though it's always the bestseller every single year, you know. The Bible.
They even have another Lauren Cunningham with YWAM, Youth with a Mission, says they're orally transposing the Bible into languages, and the writing part of it's going to catch up, but they're actually telling it on audio, and they're playing it so they can hear it in their language, but it's going to take to like 2030 to get it
something
in writing,
like that,
something of that nature. By 2020, they want to end Bible poverty by doing it that way. And you look, 6,901 languages presently do not have it.
Yeah. They found out that in the U.S., most people have access, 88%, to a Bible, right?
Mm-hmm.
And that 60% of Americans want to read the Bible. So the desire is there. I believe that even in every household, there's about 4 Bibles, but it's very seldom actually read amongst Americans. So the good news is that there's a desire for it, We just have to actually read it.
Well, I think, too, is that it can seem overwhelming.
Yeah.
And, you know, everybody wants to do it. They just need a simple plan to do it.
Biggest objections is, you know, don't know where to start. And maybe I don't understand the version that I have. And then, right.
But you need a simple plan to do it. I mean, think about if you could just make it just simple. We did that. We have a simple plan for you. And we just give it to you. It's just totally free. It's at iabide.org. It will change the way you see. You have a desire, but how many things have gotten in your way because it seems so complicated? Where do I start? What do I do? What does this mean? We have a plan for you, a simple plan. It'll just break it down so simple at iabide.org. You know, abiding with God is spending time with him, hearing, reading his word, hearing what he has to say, talking back to them, you know, praying to God, talking back to him. And then doing what he impresses on you to do. It's called a relationship. It's not just religiously like reading some book somewhere. It's a living, active word of God. It will change your life. It will divide. If you're wondering, what is really going on in my life? You know, why am I really doing this? What is the thought? And what is my attitude? And what is my intent? God's word just goes in like a double-edged sword and begins to reveal these things to you. But what you need, the way to conquer this barrier, the way to conquer it is get you a plan.
Yeah.
60% want to do it. We have a plan for you. It's at iabide.org. Go there and request your simple plan today, and it'll come to you immediately.
Totally free.
Totally free. And got some talks and some things that you, I mean, it'll just rock your world, and you'll love it, and you'll feel so encouraged because you wanted to do it, but you just needed a plan to do it. And thanks to the VFN family, it's available to you at iabide.org. I want to pray with you right now, as a matter of fact. Lord, we just thank you, Lord,
yes,
for your word. We thank you, Lord, for these Georgia Tech students. They're just being kind, Lord, to this security guard man, Father God, that just said they just wanted to be nice. 150 students gave over $1,000, over $1,600 just to bless them. Lord, I pray that sparks of kindness would just begin to happen all over the nation, all over the world, Father God. And even those that are listening now, that kind acts would be done towards them, Father God. For it's your kindness that leads us to repentance. God, and we thank you for Congressman, you know, Michael McCaul talking about specifically what's going on, letting us know. You said your people are destroyed for a lack of knowledge, and we're being told what's taking place. Help us to prepare. Awaken our leaders, Father God. Awaken our nation, Father God. Turn us back. Send, Lord, first of all, we ask you, Lord, to end abortion. Secondly, send revival. Dear God, we ask you, Lord, send a third great awakening, we pray. In Jesus' name.
You've just been listening to the highlights from VFN-TV and the Data Radio program, where we're keeping the conversation light. Listen or watch more programs and check out the VFN Torch at VFNTV.com. Don't forget about our VFN-TV app, where no matter where you are, you can take the light with you and share with your friends. We want to thank our sponsors and partners who make this program possible. Take the time and support our sponsors. You can locate them at VFNTV.com and select sponsors. If you'd like to become a sponsor or a partner, you can do so at VFNTV.com. VFNTV and the Daily Radio Program, where we're keeping the conversation light.